Six elaborate flying buttresses arched down from the rim of the disc, preventing the top-heavy structure from falling over. The three humans stared in silence at the imposing artifact. Big Builder Cast Tyraska walked ponderously along the buttresses and over the surface of the disc. The pinnacle of the upper cone wasn't quite finished, showing a geodesic grid of timber struts which a rank of Builder Cast clung to as they slowly covered it with their organic cement. Another team were following them up, spraying the drying cement with a gelatin mucus that shimmered with oil-slick marquetry until it hardened into the distinctive silvery hue. Kelly took the structure in with one swift professional sweep, then focused on the park. It had been reduced to a shallow clay quarry in the haste to extract soil for the disc and its buttresses. This was where the Tyraska breeders had gathered, several thousand of them, circling round the outside of the disc. They sat on their hindquarters in the mud, short antennas standing proud, whistling in a long, slow undulation. It sounded poignant, imploring even. Entities that had been needlessly hurt, questioning the reason, the same galaxy over. Kelly's didactic memory didn't have any reference to a Tyraskan religion. A more comprehensive search program running through her neural mnemonics said the Tyraska didn't have a religion, and there was no explanation for the disc either. If I didn't know better, I'd say they were at prayer, Razor datavised. Could be the local version of the town meeting, Ariadne suggested, trying to decide what to do about us wild humans. They're not talking about anything, Kelly said. It's more like a song. The Tyraska don't sing, Razor replied. What's that disc for? There's no way in at the bottom of the cone pillar, not from this side, but it's definitely hollow. Nothing solid like that would be able to stand up. It's almost like a mock-up. I can't find any record of them ever building anything like it before. And why build it now, for Christ's sake, when they need all the builder cast to construct defences? Something that size has taken a hell of a lot of effort to put up. He put his hand on her shoulder. "Looks as if you'll be able to ask in a minute." The soldiers halted when they came level with the innermost ring of house towers. All of the buildings had been sealed up, black lids capping the windows, cement slabs erected over the door arches. Colourful flowering plants swamped their gardens. A lone breeder was walking towards them from the park, male or female, Kelly couldn't tell, not even comparing it to the images stored in a memory cell. Females were supposed to be slightly larger. It was bigger than the soldiers by about half a metre, the scale hide several shades lighter, dorsal mane neatly trimmed. Apart from its stumpy black antenna, the one physiological aspect which most distinguished it from the vassal castes was a row of small chemical program teats dangling flaccidly from its throat like empty leather pouches, although the long, supple fingers intimated it was a sophisticated tool-user. She saw an almost subliminal hazy film twinkling briefly on the road behind it. Superfine bronze powder, similar to the dusting on a terrestrial moth, was sprinkling down from its flanks. The Tyraska breeder stopped beside the soldier carrying the processor block. Its outer mouth hinged back, allowing it to whistle a long tune. Flute music, Kelly thought. "I am Waboto, Y-A-U," the processor block translated. "I will mediate with you on behalf of Quastuk R.T. I'm Reza Malin, combat scout team leader, under contract to the LDC. Are you able to assist in our defense? You'll have to tell me what happened first. Give us some idea of what we're up against. Starship Santa Clara arrived yesterday. Spaceship landed, bringing new Tyraska, new equipment, much needed. Collect Rygar crop. Amok, elemental humans attacked. Stole space plane, no provocation, no reason. 23 breeder caste killed. 190 vassal castes killed. Extensive damage. You can see this." Razor wondered how he would react if it was Xenox who had attacked a human village in a similar fashion. Allow a group of those same Xenox in afterwards to talk? Oh, no, no way. The human response would be far more basic. He felt mortally humbled as the breeder's glassy, hazel eyes stared at him.